This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Chief Minister Pema Khandu took on-ground inputs from hydropower companies, NHPC Limited, NEPCO and Satluj Jal Vidyut Nigam as part of wider consultations to strengthen the state's relief and rehabilitation policy. The CM said their field-level implementation experiences help better understand practical challenges in project areas. Rubu Daniel of Class 8, Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya in Oyan of East Siang District in Arunachal Pradesh secured a place among the top 20 best innovations in India at Big Bang 2026. Over 700 innovative projects from 24 states were competing. VKV Oyan emerged as the only school from the Northeast to be featured in the top 20, an achievement that brings immense pride to the entire region. This remarkable accomplishment reflects this creativity, scientific temperament and dedication and serves as an inspiration for young minds across Arunachal. Kadauham Bilai of 42 Rast Rifles, Assam Regiment, Indian Army was awarded the prestigious Sena Medal Gallantry on the auspicious occasion of 77th Republic Day 2026. Among the 44 brave armed forces personnel honored with the Sena Medal Gallantry this year, Mr. Bilai stands as the sole awardee from Arunachal Pradesh. Nang Sujata Jinao and Kusum Kumari Misra, students of Government Higher Secondary School, Chongkham, Class 12 Science, were invited as the special guest of Atal Innovation Mission, Niti Aayog, at the 77th Republic Day celebration at Kartavya Path, New Delhi. Their innovative project on plastic management emerged as an exceptional performance at the School Innovation Marathon, showcasing the brilliance, creativity and environmental consciousness of Arunachal's young minds. The Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo inaugurated a three-day AI Explorer program at the Computer Lab of Government Higher Secondary School Tawang. The program will be conducted by expert resource persons from Delhi-based Rancho Labs, who will provide hands-on AI training to 40 students from Government Town Secondary School and Government Higher Secondary School, Tawang. Yesterday, in her Republic Day address, the Deputy Commissioner began her speech in the Mompa dialect, which received warm applause from the gathered public. In Arunachal Pradesh, Assam Rifles Company operating base came under fire from armed insurgents in Changlang district on 26 January, triggering a fierce exchange of fire. According to sources, the COB located at Ranglam village in Changlang district was fired upon from multiple directions. The remote border village lies close to the India-Myanmar border near international border pillar number 168. Assam Rifles troops retaliated effectively and the counterinsurgency operation is still underway. No injuries or fatalities have been reported so far from either side. Additional forces have been deployed in and around the area. The new abbot of Tawang, Gaden Namgyal Latse Monastery, Venerable Faradame Tulku Sungra Primpoche, was formally enthroned to the sacred seat of abbot. On the occasion, DC Tawang Namgyal Agmo, Vice Chairperson Department of Karmic and Adhyatmic Affairs Sange Chodup and Padma Sri awardee Lama Thupten Funso, along with officers of the district administration, monks and members of the general public, offered tendril and felicitation to the new abbot. The Arunachal Frontier Tribal Front briefed the media on its demand to scrap the 80-20 policy that makes the dual tribe and permanent resident certificate mandatory in examinations conducted by the APPSC and APSSB. AFTF Chairman Tadak Nalo said the demands are aimed at safeguarding the rights and interests of indigenous tribal communities of Arunachal Pradesh. He stressed the recruitment policies must ensure a fair representation. In this connection, the AFTF announced the launch of a signature campaign and awareness program to mobilize public support. The program will be held at the tennis court Itanagar on 28 January 2026. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.